The Adventures of Leo continued. Leo's on the Move, Part 1. Leo ventured out onto the street corner. He wasn't too far from the bleachers. After all, he was known as the Great Explorer, and he puzzled about Old Smith's procedures. The moving van was outside his gate, and orange-suited men walked in and out, carrying boxes, lampshades, and even a crate he'd not seen before in Smith's house. After all, Old Smith and that daughter of his were regular customers in his business. Surely, if things were going to be found, that crate would have been home to great wealth. "I must see for myself," said Leo out loud. "I must see just what is inside her. That crate looks suspicious. Although it is bound up by rope, I need to get up and untie her. It seems that Old Smith must be moving away. Those men just keep on a-coming. It won't take much to get on the driveway. I might have to move by my jumping. Up high I could leap and land right beside that crate that keeps beckoning me forward. And even if I miss, I could easily slide. It just might be a little bit awkward. Oh, there is my Cleo, and who's that up with her? Oh, why, Sergeant Todd must have come by to see us. He would pick today when it's vital I transfer myself to check out all the fuss. That crate is mysterious. It has to be looked at by me, who is known as the expert. I hate to be guilty. I might have overlooked. I could be up and back before she serves up the dessert. The allied orange suits keep up the good work of transferring boxes, the stands, and are those plates? The books and the pots and the pans and the artwork. I've got to get up and check out that crate. Leo quietly walked around the big wheels on the back of the truck that was housing the crate. It smells like there might even be a nice snack. Up he leapt and tumbled into the freight. He found a sharp rock and he carefully chiseled at the rope that was so neatly bound. The writing on the crate was so carefully initialled by Old Smith, who'd addressed it to the town. And that is the end of Part 1.